여기 association of all Vaishnavas. And prior to my speech, I request our revered Maharaj, Vishnu Maharaj, to take little time. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapidam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Padamaliham Dadati Sapadantika. Namaste Gauravani Srimurtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddhava Siddhanta Dhantarine Vancha Kalpata Rudhasya Rupa Sindhya Bhevasa Vajitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namorva Anarpita Charinchirat Karunayavatirnakkalau Samarpaita Munnato Vajjalarasam Sabhakti Sriyam Hari Purta Sundaradhati Kadamba Sandeepita Sada Hrdaya Kandale Suratuna Sachinanda. Yam Brahma Varnendra Rudra Maruta Tanvandi Dibbai Stavai Vedai Sangha Pada Kramopanishadai Gayanti Jang Samala Dhanavastita Tadgati Lamanasa Vassanti Jang Yogina Nishantam Navidu Srasara Gana Devaya Tasmai Namaha. I adore the lotus feet of Radha Govinda, Radha San Sundar, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, and Panchatattva Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivata Nitri Gaura Bhaktam. And all the Vaishnavas of Gaudiya Madhva Parampara and all the Vaishnavas that are present here, to all I offer my prostrations. All of you should bless me. I am happy to see you all. And Tulasi, Tulasi Kananam Jatra, Jatra Padma Bananita, Vasanti Sadhava Jatra, Jatra Tishtaminarada. The Lord told Narada, though Narada, where there is the lotus garden, and there is Tulasi garden, there is assembly of Vaishnavas, I say that. Now the Lord must be here, because the topic of Narada, once when in Dwaraka, Krishna was in Dwaraka. Narada came there and Vasudeva received offering his prostrations and washing his feet and flowers, giving flowers, adoring flowers. Mahabhichalanandrunam Guruhi Nam Dhinachetasam Nisriyasaya Bhagavan Nanyathakur Tatipati. All the saints, they roam, they travel. They have got no selfish motto. They are anyabhilajita sunyam jnana karma jnana bhutam. They have no desires, any material desires. They have no desires. They are not anxious for amassing wealth or amassing name and fame. They are all na krodho na tamascharyam na lobho na shubhamati bhavanti krutap-krutap-panyanam bhaktaram purushottame. It is told by Vyasadeva. He told that the Vaishnavas have no anger and no malice and no greed and anyabhilashita-sanyam jnana-karma-dhanabhritam. They have no other desires except how to achieve the pure devotion. Who is a Vaishnava? A Vaishnava is one. Kanako kamini pratishta bhajini chariyasi dare saito Vaishnava. Our Maharaj, Jagadguru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he told to someone who was not perfectly following the path of devotion, Kanako Kamini, wealth, desire of wealth, amassing wealth, or desire of embracing woman, or desire of accumulating name and fame, and these three things should not envelop the progress of a devotee. A devotee must be free from this, very free. He must be pure. He doesn't want the dharma, artha and the kama, and moksha also. Dharma prodhita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam satambhityam. One who is free from amassing dharma or wealth or kama of self-enjoyment or even emancipation, they are not eligible to be in the path of devotion. One who is free from all this, he is the free. That it is told in Raghunath Das Goswami, he says that pratishtha sadhrutta sapata ramani me hrudi nate katham sadhu prema spriśati suchire tannanu mano. Oh, my mind, I catch hold of her defeat. I beg you, mind, I beg you. You please concentrate. Oh, mind, with concentrate. Nitya Guru, lotus feet, and mano, Sikha Guru and Diksha Guru. What is that? What thing?
Guru Goshthe Goshthala is.
Now, mano, now you should give this. And Manasika, it is the teaching to his mind. He is not teaching your mind. He is teaching himself. The teaching is not for others. He is teaching him his mind. Oh, mana, mana, guru goshthe. Guru is sikha, diksha guru and sikha guru. Goshthe, the goshtha bhumi, braja bhumi, goshthalaisu, brajavasi, vaishnavas, sujani, all vaishnavas, and brahmans, musuragani, swamantri, You always concentrate upon your mantra given by your Guru, Sri Namni and Harinam, Hare Krishna and Krishna mantra. Now, Sri Namni Brajanava Jubadbanda Sharani, Brajanava Jubadbanda, Radha Krishna Brajanava Jubadbanda Sharani, Sada Dhammam Hitla. You must give up your arrogance. As you think that I am Atma, Dehatma Buddhi. What is the meaning of Dehatma Buddhi? Dehatma Buddhi is this body is I. Body is mine. This body is not you. It is your least identification. And if I consider this body as I, then he is influenced by Maya, the deluding potency. It deprives me from the right path. Now, it never allows me to realize the absolute truth. No, if we give up this, that this body is not mine, Not the body, but I am the body. We told in Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, it is told, Dehi nostin datha dehe kaumaram jauvanam dala tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatya namaisha. A great scholar and a pandit will never combine deha and dehi. He will never mislead himself or mislead others, saying that I am aham hi sarva jagyanam bhokta cha prahurevata. I am the sole enjoyer of this world. Who says? Not you are, not I. Who says? I am the sole enjoyer of this world. Aham hi sarva jagyanam bhokta. You read Gita. And it is told that I am the sole enjoyer. I am the supreme master of this world. There is none equal to me, none superior to me. Who says that? Nāyana says that. I am infinitely part and parcel of the Lord. So I am a jiva. A jiva cannot claim that he is the master. The atomic sun rays cannot claim that the atom sun rays is sun. Sun is one. The atomic parts are many. So quantitatively we differ. And qualitatively no difference. It is Chaitanya, and we give us our Chaitanya, and it is full, but we are infinitely part. Now, we can understand everything perfect if we surrender. Only surrender is required. Mahaprabhu says, what Mahaprabhu says? Chetko darpanamarjanam bhava mahadavagindarvapanam sreyah kairavachandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam vadhivardhanam pratipalam purnamrtasvadhanam sarvatma snapanam paramvijyate krishna sankirtam. And in it he says, dhrunadami suni jeno Tarorapi sahishtuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Yes. Now first text, he says, repeat, keep, do nama kirtan. There is no difference between nama and a nami and the form. See, Gopal Krishna is standing there. There is no difference between the name and the form, one. If you repeat Krishna, 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 don't think I am reciting Krishna, I am praying Krishna, Krishna will come. and give me darshan. Where is Krishna? Krishna is everywhere. And that Malika, and the beads, you count, and that beads Krishna is there. And when you can clear your offenses, when your sadhana becomes offenseless, then this Lord Krishna will appear from the song Krishna before you. Janama sapalatar, Krishna darasanajar, bhagya bhaiya chakubhar. Now, how to have this? How to have this? Mahaprabhu says, you must follow my order. He says, prati ghare ghare gya, Mahaprabhu kahi kahilam, ehi mahamantra. Yadvapa gya sari, kariya nirvana, vyavitya sarvasiddhi haiva savar, sarvakkhan valo itya vidhinaya, ki bhajane ki sayane ki bhaar jagarane, aharnisa chinta krishna valo. Always repeat Krishna, incessantly repeat Krishna. Sometimes you repeat Krishna through your beads, and always you may have no chance to repeat his beads. Your hands may be working, but you repeat Namam. And by repeating Namam, you have to follow these four regulations. Trunagavishwaneja, one must think that I am the humbler than a blade of grass. If blade of grass has value, I have no value. So, if I think that I have got some value, then actually I cannot continue my travels. And we have to think, one, secondly, tarorapi sahishnu, like a tree, you must tolerate forbearance. You should tolerate like a tree. If one who tolerates like a tree, how to tolerate like a tree? If you go to the tree, take an axe and cut it, the tree will never reject your appeal and never wants to protest. And whenever you want fruit, flower, leaf, or any bark, or any root, or the wood, it will give you. It will never deny you. Sujana seva jesamvai vimukha jantinarthana. Sujanas, the devotees, when we approach a devotee and when we want to take something from him, his help, physical help, material help, or financial help, or any help, the devotee will never reject. He says, yes. We see in Bhagavata, Dadhichi Muni, he was performing penance. All the demigods reached him and said, we have come for a great boon from you. What is that boon? If you promise to give us, then we will expose it. Yes, I want your bone, we want your bones. Yes, you can take my bones. No objection. When? After my death? No, sir. We want it immediately. Immediately we want it. We never heard in history that a living person can die for others. They can promise, they can, like Ramchandeva or Sivi Chakrabarti or so many people were there who were respected as great charioteers. Now you want my life? Yes. We are in great danger. Unless you give your bones, with it Indra should make a weapon, and with that weapon they can kill Vritrasura. No other way to kill Vritrasura. Love. Sir, and Sura became and it leaked and took away the flesh and the skin, and with bones were prepared, and they fought with Vritrasura and killed him. So when Krishna was traveling in Vrindavan with Balarama, he says, "Oho yesam brother, see, oho yesam varam janma, sarva pranyopajivanam, sujanasyeva jesam vai, vimukha jantanartu." Do you see how the tree is helpful to all? He is the life, tree is the life of all lives, not only human beings, the birds, the beasts, the insects. It is required as food, required as a medicine, and required oxygen, everything, life of life. So we have to learn. The tree, though it lives its life and dies, but if it will never beg anybody, I want water, please save me, give water. No. A tree never approach anybody, nor request anybody to get water, survive, no. But it is always ready to help others. Kove jive daya, haive udaya, nijo sukha bhuli, sudina hurdaya, vinoda sevaka, kariya vinaya, sriyajna tahalava, karive prachar. Now he said, when I can have that time, when I can have the compassion towards all the jivas, and when I feel for them, they may be rich, they may be skyscrapers, they may have so much intelligence, and they may have physical strength, material strength, everything, they are great professors, and they solve all the problems. Oh. Though in spite of that, he is humble. Now, with a tree, we must learn from a tree the tolerance. When Alexander came here from Macedonia, very near Macedonia, and from Macedonia he came to Punjab, and there he heard that Indian sadhus are, great sadhus are there, let me have their darshan, and I am the warrior and I have conquered half of the world, I can do some service. And with that object he approached one saint and he talked to him, "Sir, I have come to you to serve you." Then he said, "Yes, what service you can do? Can you able to fulfill your desire? If you have not fulfilled your desire, how can I fulfill my desire?" "Sir, I have no desire." "If you have no desire, why have you come from Macedonia to Punjab? You please move. The sun rays is obstructing. You are obstructing the sun rays. You move. The sun rays may fall upon me." He moved. He learned that how the sadhus are in India. "I am a great, Alexander the Great." And he returned home, and when the death came, he learned from them, "This is Alexander the Great. With two hands and two legs I have come, and I am returning with two hands and two legs. This is what I have conquered, nothing." We realize, a deep through Indian sadhus. Sadhus are in India, nowhere else. We can claim that all the great avatars, the great saints, the great yogis, the great jnanis, the great preachers, acharyas, four acharyas, great acharyas, Madhvacharya, Ramanuja acharya, Nimbarkand, Vishnu Swami, so many acharyas, they appear only in India. Now, Mahaprabhu says, Srinathami Sunita, Sarorapi Sahishnu, Amani and Manat. You must give respect to all. Thinking, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridesi Arjuna Chichati, and everybody in Bhuta, in animate, inanimate Bhuta, Ishvara is there, God is there. And how God is there, sir, can you prove? It was proved by Prahlad. When Hiranyakashipu asked, you fellow, you are ungrateful. I have given you birth. I give you education. I give you medicine. I give you clothing. Everything I give you. And where is Vishnu? You say, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padadevanam, Arthanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Chaksam, Atman, Vedanam. Ekle Pansarpita Vishnu, Bhaktisthena Valakshana, Kriyata. Vandame Adhitottama. So I have studied the supreme thought and supreme teaching and supreme subject and supreme and complete understanding and realization of the truth. That is very true. Where is Vishnu? I have traveled throughout three worlds to kill him wherever I see him with this weapon. But I could not locate him. As he is not there, he had died. Now you say, Vishnu, hear about Vishnu or repeat Vishnu's name and remember him, all this. Is he very bad? Yes, he is very bad. Prahlad says he is very bad. And now he says, rock or some pebbles or gold or weapon or silver. There is no life in it. But how can life come from lifeless? How can it come? But as Prahlad said, when he said, is he in this pillar? Prahlad said, yes. Sattam vidhatam nija bhrutta bhasitam. Because to make it the true and give and exhibit that, the Lord came from the pillar. When the pillar is broken, then very roaring like a lion, a half lion and a half man. His face is lion's mane, nails and the hands are lion's and legs or lion's, and body is like a human. Now he was astonished. How is it possible? I have never seen such a life. Even the Brahma in Jeta also have never seen it. So now he that is in this man, he was now kept on the laps of Nrisimha. And he was told, the life was told, heart was told by the nails of Nrisimha. Why this? Why this hard labor Nrisimha did? Because Hiranyakashipu, he took a boon from Brahma. He performed penance for 100 years. Brahma appeared. What do you want? I want immortal. I want to be immortal. I cannot give you immortal boon because I will die. After my 100 years I will die. How can you? I make you immortal. Definitely not. You don't talk. then I shall see how you will never do. Then he said, I will never die through any creatures that you have constructed. Nobody, human beings, birds, beasts, nothing, and stones and trees, none can able to kill me. No weapon can kill me. No disease can kill me. I cannot die in the daytime or the night. I cannot die inside and outside. Then how death will come? I have closed all the doors of death. Now how will it come? Then he approved, Brahma approved Tathastu. Then he became powerful and he engaged all the demigods in his service. So all the demigods went to Vishnu, Kirodh Sai Vishnu, sir, we are suffering and he is now taking service from us. We are unable to do his service. Then Vishnu said, no, no, for some time you have to endure it. Wait, till he commits offense at the feet of a Vaishnava, his son is a Vaishnava, then I will come. Till then I won't come. So now he exercised his power over Prahlad. He wanted to kill Prahlad. He ordered to give him poison or to remove his head or throw him in the ocean, throw him into the fire and throw him and let the elephants crush the body of Prahlad. But Prahlad was saved, and do nothing. Now in order to keep the boon, promise of Brahma, he shall be respected. So now no weapon, even nuclear bomb cannot kill him, because he got the boon. Now how can he be killed? He never thought the nails can kill. The lion's nails which can conquer the big elephants, it has the power. Nails are God's power. Now with those nails, he killed. And here, this Lord, now he could able to establish the truth through Dhruva, through Prahlad. And after Hiranyakashipu was killed, then Nrisimha asked Prahlad, you are a boy, I'm very much pleased. Then he offered his prayers. All Brahma, Rudra, Chandra, Vayu, Varuna, Agni, all these demigods could not approach Nrisimha, which is very angry and unable to see him. So the demigods requested Lakshmi, you please go, mother, and if the Lord will see you, then you will be free. Then we will be free. You must go. He said, I have never seen such a figure, never seen. I am afraid of approaching him. Then they requested Prahlad, you go and offer your prayers to your father. You must console him and you should go. Now he went because he was not afraid of that Nrisimha, that cruel and very, very, very cannot tolerate. He was so angry because to kill Hiranyakashipu, he has to take the form of a lion and a man, because how can both exist? It is adhokshada. We cannot realize that adhokshada through our mental, our physical or intelligence. We cannot be able to understand it. It is transcendental. Now to understand the transcendental, we must surrender. Prahlad surrendered. He said, Lord, all the demigods could not offer their prayers and make you smile. How I am born in a community of demons. I am the child of demon child. So how can I able to offer my prayer and convince you and please you? But when he heard the prayer of Prahlad, Narasimha took him on his lap and he blessed Prahlad. I am happy that in Hiranyakashipu a tremendous demon died. It is through your help. Then now I want to give you some boon. What boon do you want? Then Prahlad said, Sir, I don't want any boon from you. Anything you want, I can do. Nothing I want. Sabai bhritya na bai banik. A devotee is a servant of yours, and you are the master, sir. A servant's duty is to serve the master, to please the master in service, not to please himself, self-satisfaction. He should serve the master. That is called sakama bhakti. And prema bhakti is that we are under the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we want prema bhakti, not sakama bhakti. And that bhakti which is not enveloped by dharma, artha, kama and moksha. And such bhakti, who is there in this world now? If anybody worship the Lord without any aim, nobody. Everybody comes to the Lord, worship the Lord, pray the Lord, repeat the service of the name of the Lord. They have some aim. Without aim, nobody. But that is not the teaching of Bhagavata. And the Bhagavata's teaching Mahaprabhu also. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumadho Mahan. What is Purusartha? Not dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Purusartha is Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema to please Krishna. Kama Prema Duhum Bahum Anta Kama Andhatama Prema Nirmala Bhasta. Kama is greed. The passion, what you want for your satisfaction, whether you do dharma, whether you achieve some result, and that with that you satisfy your organs or emancipation, moksha, it is only for your satisfaction. It is the services, is it not the service? That service he did only for the result. He was serving the Lord with Krishna, but a devotee never do that. A devotee, as Mahadeva told to Parvati, and Mahadeva said, Narayana para sarve na kutasthana vidhyati. Narayana para sarve na kutasthana vidhyati. A Narayana devotee is not afraid of this world or atomic bomb or nuclear bomb. He is not afraid. Parvati, you do not know Chitraketu. Chitraketu is this, is the devotee of Sankarsana. Now I am sitting in the association of all rishis. I am sitting with my Parvati, with you, keeping on my laps. And Chitraketu said, this will create an offense to the ignorant people. If ignorant people see, how is it? It is Mahadeva, is the master, and he is the teacher, Loka Guru. He is the master and teacher of Loka Guru. And how can he sit with his wife, keeping wife on his laps, and the daytime when the rishis are there? If ignorant people see the scenery, they will say, Mahadeva has committed wrong. Thereby he is committing offense. So he told this, not to anybody, told to himself. Then Parvati asked him, what you say? He is Loka Guru. He is not influenced by passion. And you have committed a mistake and offense. Now you will take birth of a demon with Rajo Guna and Tama. Then he came from his chariot and told, Mother, I am not afraid of your boon or your curse. I treat both alike. If you give boon, my body will enjoy. If you give, if you curse me, this body will suffer. Now I am a Gandharva. This body will go away. I will have the body of a demon. But my thought, there can be no change in my thought, because I am a devotee of the Lord Narayana, that you cannot change through your blessing or your cursing. You cannot change it. Then he went and became the son of Tattarusi. And now this Mahadeva said, Parvati, you have committed a mistake. You have given curse, you have cursed a devotee. Now he is not liable to receive your curse. He can reject it. And on the other hand, if he will curse you, you will suffer. But Chitraketu was a devotee. He tolerated it. Punadabhi sunija, tarorabhi sahitnu. Amani manada. Now amani manada. What is amani? One must not think. Ami to vaishnav, ye buddhi haile amani na hava ami. Nor I am a guru, nor I am a vaishnava. If I feel that I am a guru or I am a vaishnava, then that anger and that arrogance will destroy me. Who is a guru? Who has a view of the whole world, sees gurus everywhere. Ishvara sarva-bhutis, Ishvara sarva-bhutanam, Hriddeti arjana tishtati. And everybody is a guru. One who treats all as his guru, he is a real guru. If anybody thinks that he is guru or our disciples, he is not a guru. He is not fit to be a disciple. Sarva-bhutesu japasya bhagavad-bhava-mātmanah. If he can see the Lord's appearance very well, then whom he will consider to destroy ignorance is the Lord. And no ignorance in that you can destroy. You are ignorant because and one unable to understand. Then one should not think that I am a Vaishnava. I am the servant of Satat Bhritta Bhritta Paricharaka Bhritta 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 Imam Smara Lokanath Kulasekar in Mukundamala. It tells that I am your servant. No. I am the servant of your servants, of those servants, and he servant, and he servant, and he servants. I am on the last step standing. Please accept me, Amar Jyada, Shudra, Chalamati, Asuya, Prasabhabhu, Kurtadhano, Durmani, Maravaravasa, Vanchanapara, Nushamsa, Papishtha, Kasamamito, Dukkha Daladeya, Parat, Uttirna, Tavaparicharayam, Sarmayo. This is a Totiratna of Ramanuja's Guru. Ramanuja's Guru was the authority of Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya, Acharya. And he said this. And those kanjas, those slogans, are translated into Bengali by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wrote, Nanenditam karma tadasti loke aishana papa nahi joham nakvadinu sahasra sahasra verinat. Every poem is the translation of the text of the great Acharya of Ramanuja Sampradaya. And he says that, who are you? We are humbler, Mahapurushes. Don't think that you are a Vaishnava. You must think, I am the servant of the servant. Vaishnava is above me. And through him, I approach the Lord. And that Mahapurusha philosophy, but taught not by the fools, but the commanders, generals. Who are those generals? One is his brother, Balarama, as Nityananda, and another one who was repeating 3 lakhs namam harinamam daily. Can you imagine? Is there any person in this world who can say that I am performing 3 lakhs namam daily? Not for a concerned period, but throughout the life. To his 90th year, he was repeating namam. And he is the commander. And he says, Suna suna nityananda suna haridas sarvatra amar ajna karaha prakas prati bhare bhare giya karai bhikha mala krishna bhaja krishna kara krishna sikha. He says to Nityananda, carry my order to all, go to all grihastas and beg them, sir, we have come to take alms from you. What do you want? Rice? You want money? You want crop? You want anything? No, I don't want them. Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna. You repeat Krishna. You repeat Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, you worship Krishna and follow the teachings of Krishna. If you follow this, if you admit this, we will go to nectar. This is how Mahaprabhu propagated nama. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Pave jivetaya vaive udaya namahatta. He says, namahatta. What is namahatta? Who are you to speak about namahatta? You are an insignificant soul. You must pray the Lord. Oh Lord Nityananda, the Guru, they will bless. They should bless you all. I cannot bless. I have no spiritual strength to bless you all. Now, if I bless, that blessing will be of no use. Now this period has come, and everywhere they are striking and troubling and fighting for Guru. Who is your Guru? As if he is not Guru, he is not Guru. Nobody is Guru. and Guru, one can be achieved, problem solved. When Chaitya Guru is there in me, and when I have faith, complete adav sraddha, when that sraddha increases faith, then my Chaitya Guru will show me, you go to him. Or we are in need of a Guru, necessity is the mother of mother of invention. Now, he is a Guru, he is a Guru, he is preaching, I will preach. No, this is not preaching at all. This preaching is not necessary. It is only for name we preach. No, preaching not. You must have a sincerity and you must think that I am an humble Kavaya Nityananda, More Kari Daya, Chara even more, Vishayar Maya. Though Nityananda must bless me. And through his blessing, I will have no attachment to this world. It is out of foolishness. They quarrel. They increase their enemies in the... What are those enemies? Six enemies. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada and Matsar. And six enemies are there. They are dragging him. Six enemies, the passion Kama. The Kama says, you carry my order. Then the anger says, you carry my order. And the greed says, you carry my order. And intolerance says, carry my order. Arrogance says, carry my order. And malice says, carry. To whose order you can follow? Now, how can you? Tama dinam katina katidha parita durnidesa tesam jata maina karuna natrapa no pasanti utse jetan asajadupate sampratam labdha buddhin tamayat charanam bhayam mang yukhvatmadas. Oh my passion, six enemies are six masters. You want to take service from me. I do service. 24 hours I carry your order. Though I do 24 hours, you never give me leave, even once in a week, or once in a month, or once in a year, I don't get leave. I am engaged in your service. As a faithful servant I do, but I am shameless. I have no shame to do the service of six masters. I have no shame. Now I realize, Lord, now I understand that I am doing the service of six masters. They are very cruel and I am helpless. I am shameless. I want to do service. Lord, in the midst of night the Kama says, you carry my order, and the anger says, you carry my order. And this Gita says, jayato visiyan punsa sangaste supadayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho vijayate. Krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammohat dhuti vibhrama, dhuti bhunsat buddhinasa, buddhinasa pranasa. Finish. Though he is alive, he is finished, gone. He is dead, he is not alive. Who is under the influence of these enemies? He is not alive, he is dead. Jivan murta. And one must become Jivan Murta, everybody believes Jivan Murta. And one who serves the Lord is Jivan Mukta. He is Jivan Mukta with Narada. Narada, wherever he goes, he is embraced by all the demons and demigods. Equally, they receive Narada because he is a soul. He is a Mukta Purusha. Jivan Mukta, he can travel in the space. He can travel without oxygen. He is there. Now, our ideal must be to become Narada, to be a Narada. By their blessings, you can become a Narada. And by the blessings of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, or all the Vaishnavas, and all from junior to senior, all Vaishnavas. Hoyasena Hoyven Prabhurjatas, Savar Charma Bandho Dante Karigar. He says, those who have become Vaishnavas, and in future those who will become Vaishnavas, I beg all and all of them to bless me. So I have come to your what is this? Sit this.
Dhanag.
Dhanag.
Holland. Holland. I say it holy land. Because so many Vaishnavas come here, till now there were no Vaishnavas. But yet, the Holland, the Dutch people here, and there are many foreigners, Indians, I heard that so many Indians are here, and through them the people of Holland are having interest in religion. Let them practice religion. Let them become holy. You see, there are lights I have never seen in Europe. The lights from beginning to end, then this Holland begins. From there till the other end, lights, street lights everywhere. It is like a daylight. When we traveled yesterday, it was dull and it was like a daylight. Not only one light is there, one light is up, not all are there. So yes, outside lights they have got. They should acquire inside light. They must destroy the ignorance, darkness, by the blessings of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, and all the gurus, acharyas, all the Vaishnavas. We must destroy and follow them. And I have come here not to give initiation. I have come to see how the followers of Swami Maharaj, who has come to Western country and who has done wonders. In 10 years, he has so thought he is preaching. He used to tell me in 43, we were in the same place, and he used to tell me, that you come away, we shall go to America. Now I said, I am much Gaudiya Math. I cannot come, sir. But in the future, we shall see. Anyhow, he has done wonders in 10 years. No acharya in the world has done such things. Vivekananda came to America, only gave a lecture there, that's all. But he taught everything. When he went there, he took nothing, no financial help from anybody. Prior to him, one Maharaj has gone. He spent some 3 lakhs. Prabhupada was staying somewhere, and in a park, he was telling us that in a park he used to sit and do bhajan, Hare Krishna bhajan. But thousands of people, they come and loitering that park, nobody comes to him. Nobody asks, nobody at least hears. First week, and he was disgusted. He thought, I will go home. More to India, nobody will listen. Then second week, one person has come. Yet he was not convinced. And he went and asked the steamer, when your steamer is returning to India? He said, why do you ask often and often? You are not coming, you ask often. Then on the third week, or two or three or four, they came. And they asked, what are you and where from you have come, what you are doing, what is this? And he has explained them. No, we will help. They give to any, all, each $1. They could. Then he hired a veranda. That he wrote, morning prayers, bhajan. evening 5:30, and after 5:30, prasadam devotion. Now he has to clean the house, he has to prepare his food, and now prasadam also he has to prepare and keep it ready. Now he will speak, and after speaking, he will distribute that prasadam. It's such that no one knows what it is. And when they heard the talk and the prasadam they ate, then they were turned. Now within 10 years, and 5 continents they have spread in 10 years. Who has done in this world? No, we never hear of anybody who has done such preaching. The preaching. The grassroots, from grassroots, they told. Then he said, you come. I said, I cannot live the service. I cannot come, sir. I shall see. All Prabhupada is there. Our Gauranga Mahaprabhu, by the blessings of Gauranga, Guru Gauranga, you will come up success. You came success. And 77 I went. And 71 I invited him to open our temple at Rajamahendri. And other bank at Kovur, Ramananda Gaudiya Math. And in the west west bank is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mission, 71. And he accepted my invitation. He came with 9 members. And after that, he went to Bombay, from Bombay to Madras. From Madras he came with 20 members. He was in our ashram at Visakhapatnam for 20 days. And all these people, they have tasted the preparations of Indian preparations, South Indian, West Indian, Bengal, Orissa, all preparations. And they are very happy. And then he asked me to follow him, to give foundation to Chaitanya Chandrabhaya temple. So I went. And he performed. Great feast. He himself went and invited. And of course, now he has left. Now, what is the situation of the devotees and how the devotion is going on? Just I could able to peep, see, and just everything depends upon the wishes of the Lord. Man cannot do anything. But anything you do, we must not forget him. That is my opinion, and I believe that, because he has done sacrifice, so much sacrifice, and so many people, because through his mercy we could come to Holland, or to Germany, or to London, or America. Who has gave you that strength, that he has shown the way? And now, everywhere you go, Hare Krishna. And people are not rigid now. Prior to him, nobody knows Hare Krishna. What is Hare Krishna, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what? This nobody knows. And he has done great service. We cannot forget him, should not. It will be ungrateful on any preacher if he forgets him. Of course, now he has given you the courage to go to Western countries. Otherwise, Western people used to see the Indians as slaves. Now he has destroyed that. Now we feel courage to come to this country carrying the message of Lord Gauranga and the devotees. So I am very glad that all of you have come here, and all of you should unitedly do bhajan. do bhajan, repeat namam, and follow the teachings of Chaitanya, Trunaka Vishwanita, Saroor Vishwavishnu, Amani and Manasa, and kill your six enemies. You fight with your six enemies, you cannot fight. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Kvaroyi Dase Trunapekhya Vaktihi. Adhav, that can be achieved only through the blessings of the Divine Master. And Vaishnava Thakur Dayar Sagar Edase Kuruna Kari Diya Padachaya Sotaye Amare Tamara Charanthi Chaya Vegadami, Chaya Vasasati, Chaya Gunam Devadas Vaishnava, all Vaishnavas. I offer my prostration to you all. In order to do bhajan, in order to be steady in this truthful path, always we must surrender. Surrender, surrender, surrender. What is that surrender? Sarvastva tumar charane sapiya padechi tumar ghare. Tumi to thakur tumar kukur baliyad. I am your dog. I am in your house. Whatever the devotees use and whatever the remnants they throw out, that I will accept. I will bark when enemies come, and my enemies are kama, krodha, lobha, moha, six enemies. So I will never allow the bark, the enemies to enter into the threshold, and always atma samarpan to apade kvari vainu parama sukhi. Dukkha dure galo, chintana rohilo, chodhige anandate, ashoka bhai, amrita dhar, tamara charanat bhai. The meaning you have got translated is in English translation. That you must use. Atma nivedan, surrender. Atma nivedan is surrender. Surrender. You cultivate these nine types of devotion. Sravaram, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada, sivaram. Archanam, Vandanam, Daksham, Sakshyam, Atmanivedanam. If you punsarpita Vishnu, you must completely surrender. Surrender means no contract. No contract. But worldly people, they surrender their right bond. When they want to do some service according to the constitution, they must write a bond and signature. And if he violate the bond, then he will be removed from the service. But here, no service. You can receive the service if you completely surrender. Sarva dharman parityajya manekam sarvam braja aham tvaa sarva papebhya mokche ischayamas. Through surrender only you can realize na yamatma prochanena labhya na medhaya na bahuna srutena Jamai Vaisha Vrunanti Aitena Labhya, the sage Atma Vibhrunti Dhanusla. How to know? Which is Amang Manasa Gochara. Namo Namo Bang Manasati Bhumaye, Namo Namo Bang Manasaika Bhumaye, Namo Namo Ananta Mahabhihutaye, Namo Namo Ananta Daika Sintra. Na Dharma Nishtosmi, Na Chatma Vedi, Na Bhakti Mangta Charanahar Bindu. Akinchano Aranya Gati Saranya, Patpala Moolam Saranam Prabhadeva Lord. I have no qualification which can apply its force to surrender. I have not surrendered. I, though you can approach to surrender, but how can I surrender unless you bless me? The Lord must bless me to surrender. And you are beyond the speech, you are beyond this mind, and if we cannot offer our prayers, that will never reach you. And my mind cannot understand, if my spiritual master says about you, then why should I, where should I go? Namo namo bang manasait namo manasait manasat ghumaye namo namo bang manasaikam. Only through my speech and through the speech of my spiritual master, and I surrender to him, then I can realize through my mind about the description of the truth, the truth, absolute truth. is absolutely the Lord Krishna. And Krishna can be conquered by you if you surrender. If you surrender. Jnane prayasa mudapasya namanteva jivanji san mukharitam bhavadiyavan taneshtita sritikatam tanuvan manodhi je prayaso ajita jito vyasita. He is ajita. He cannot be conquered by anybody. Nobody can conquer him. Unconquerable. Nobody. Who can conquer him? Who surrendered to him? If the Lord blesses him, then he is an intellectual giant. And he can argue. But through argument you cannot understand him. Through your learnedness or through your intellect, you cannot understand him. Though you are a linguist, you cannot understand him. And you can understand him only through surrender. A philosopher, we have got philosophers, Eastern philosophers and Western philosophers. Six philosophies of Eastern and Western philosophy are many. Though one is the conqueror of all these philosophies, we also cannot understand. Jamai Vaisa Brunute Tenalabha. One who surrenders to him, if the Lord accepts his surrender, then only he will reveal himself. The Lord Atapite Deva Padam Bhujadvaya Prasada Lesanu Gurhitve Vahi Janati Tatman Bhagavan Mahimno Nasanya Ego Picharam. So Brahma said, I cannot be able to understand you, my Lord. I am Swayambhu. I have no parents. I have no parents. I have four sights. I can see four heads, four sights I can see at a time. But still, I could not be able to realize. When you are playing with your boys, and I thought, this boy, to whom they call a god, he is senseless and ignorant. A boy, ignorant boy. If he is not ignorant, I will apply my maya. Now with that maya, when the calves were grazing, the boys, they requested Krishna, our calves are not visible. Yes, Krishna, I will bring them. And so they kept quiet. Now you take your food, I will bring. He saw throughout the forest, no even one calf was visible. Then he came to know that it is already evening, 5 o'clock. Now we have to return home. I will tell this to my boys. He came to that, return to that place where boys were eating. No boys there. They are those calves, and these boys were taken away Brahma and kept somewhere. And there, and Brahmaya sleeping. Now it is dark, he must go home. Time is already 6. Then immediately all those calves were prepared by him, and the boys with their cloth, with their color, and their height, volume, everything as it is, they are prepared. And first cows, Krishna, the calves. And after them, these boys. The boys are Krishna, the calves are Krishna, and all of them are driven by Krishna. They went home. No mother can feel that this is not my boy. I have not given birth to this boy, never, because Krishna is the boy. So, and the calves also, the cow gave with pleasure, they gave milk to their calves. Calves, their calves, original calves are there, they are sleeping. And Krishna has become calves. Like that nearly 1 year. And now Brahma came and saw that the same calves and same boys are with. In that place where I have kept, they are there. And the same boys, same calves are with Krishna. What is truth? Either this is truth or that is truth. This sect is true, both must be one. Either this sect must be true or that sect must be true. And one sect is truth. He could not be able to understand. Then Krishna immediately, he became Chaturbhuja Murti, Narayana Murti. All the boys, all the girls, but Krishna became Narayana. Oh, is my father Narayana? From his, from navel I have come up. All the, he is the father. Narayana's father is Krishna. Oh, then he fell flat at his feet. Whatever he says, Namijiteya Brahmabhushe Taritam Varaya Vunjavatansa Paripinsala Sanmukhaya Manyasvade Kavala Vetra Vishanabhin Rakma Sriye Mridupadvim Pasupandana. You are the Supreme Lord. You are the son of Nanda Maharaj. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I Nanda Taruja Kinkaram Patitamma Vishame Bhavamudha. I am your servant of servants. O Lord, I am fallen into this ocean of ignorance. Now, you please bless me and make me defeat dust of your lotus feet. I Nanda Taruja Kinkaram Patitamma Vishame Bhavamudhu Rapayatava Palapankaja Chitadhudi Sabdhi Sambhini. So all should have this aid. You forget not. Should not forget. And what I have told, all the selections, all the selections I have told. In this short period, I could inform you this. And we don't know whether we can meet again with you. Because it is, we cannot say, and you know, all of you, be cautious and repeat nama and follow this path of devotion, which is supreme. Sabai pungsang parva dharma jato bhakti radhokshati ahaituki apratyata yatma sopraditati. From all other paths, bhakti is supreme. You must follow this. How? Very easy, but very difficult. If you surrender, it's very easy. If you don't surrender, you cannot come to the border of the bhakti. So you must surrender. Always remember the teachings of Vaishnavas and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna's teachings. Krishna taught to Arjuna in the battlefield. Krishna taught Uddhava last period when he is about to disappear. It is mentioned in Bhagavata, 11th canto. And this is mentioned in Bhagavata. Thanks. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. हरिहराय नमः
हाय नमः कृष्ण
राघवाय नमः
राघवाय नमः राघवाय नमः हाय
गोविंदाय
नमः
राघवाय
नमः
Thank you.
ਆਗੇ ਹਾਰੀ ਕੀ ਜੈ ਨਿਤਲੇ ਲਾ ਪ੍ਰਭਿਸ਼ੋ ਮਿਸ਼ ਬਾਲ ਪਰਮਹੰਸਾ ਨਮ ਮੁਖੀ ਸਿਧਾਂਤ ਨਰਸਿੰਹ ਗੋਸਵਾਮੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੁਪਾਦ ਕੀ ਜੈ ਅਨੰਤ ਕੋਟੀ ਵੈਸ਼ਨਵ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਦ ਕੀ ਜੈ ये हाल एंड समस्या मंद की जा रहा है नवत धाम की जा रहा है मायापुर की जा रहा है योग बीच की जा रहा है विजय चंदमठ की जा रहा है पुरुषोत्तम धाम की जा रहा है बलदेव सुभद्रा जगन्नाथ जी की जा रहा है लक्ष्मी नृसिंह देव की जा रहा है गंगा जमुना सरस्वती देवी की जा रहा है तुलसी देवी की जा रहा है तुलसी देवी की जाय देवी की जाय सारी संप्रदाय की जाय सारी आचार्य की जाय जय कृष्ण चैतन्य मिशन की जाय तदीय शाखा मठसमूह की जाय तदीय भक्त वृंद की जाय तदीय त्रिदंडपाद गण की जाय समागत भक्त वृंद की जाय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाय गौर प्रमाण की जाय
हरि गोराद की जाय हरि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय
We have got you tell.
We have brought some books.